I started arriving at work around 9 a.m. and leaving at 5:30 p.m. This schedule allowed me to nurse my son before I left and get home in time to nurse again before putting him to sleep. I was scared that I would lose credibility, or even my entire job, if anyone knew that these were my new in-the-office hours. To compensate, I started checking emails around 5 a.m. Yep, I was awake before my newborn. Then, once he was down at night, I would jump back on my computer and continue my workday. I went to great lengths to hide my new schedule from most people. Camille, my ingenious executive assistant, came up with the idea of holding my first and last meetings of the day in other buildings to make it less transparent when I was actually arriving or departing. When I did leave directly from my office, I would pause in the lobby and survey the parking lot to find a colleague-free moment to bolt to my car. Given my awkwardness, we should all be relieved that I once worked for the Treasury Department and not the CIA. Looking back, I realized that my concern over my new hours stemmed from my own insecurity. Google was hard-charging and hyper-competitive, but it also supported combining work and parenthood, an attitude that clearly started at the top. Larry and Sergey came to my baby shower and each gave me a certificate that entitled me to 1 hour of babysitting. I never used the certificates, and if I could find them, I bet I could auction them off for charity, like lunch with Warren Buffett.